Hodgkin lymphoma. My name is Dr. Paul Breckelmann, and I'm working at the German Hodgkin Study Group at the Department 1 of Internal Medicine at the University Hospital of Cologne, based in Germany. I'm frequently asked, where does nivolumab fit in the treatment paradigm of Hodgkin lymphoma? So nivolumab is working as an immune checkpoint inhibitor by blockade of the PD-1-PD ligand interaction, thereby engaging the immune system. Impressive results have been reported in patients with advanced melanoma or lung cancer, and more recently also in relapsed classical Hodgkin lymphoma, leading to the FDA approval in May of 2016. The pivotal phase 2 trial in 80 patients failing prior brentuximab treatment reported an overall response rate of more than 66% with few complete remissions. In contrast to other agents, the drug was well tolerable and very durable remissions of several months or even more than a year, even after cessation of treatment, were observed, and self-reported quality of life improved while on treatment. Nivolumab hence offers a promising treatment option for patients who are either ineligible for brentuximab, example for causes of such as neuropathy, or failing brentuximab. At the moment, various clinical trials are already underway or in preparation to evaluate the specific role of nivolumab in earlier lines of therapy or in combinatory approaches. Despite frequent PD ligand 1 expression by the malignant Hodgkin-Reed-Sternberg cells, the detailed mechanism of anti-PD-1 blockade in classical Hodgkin lymphoma today remains rather unclear. Since Hodgkin-Reed-Sternberg cells commonly lack the MHC1 molecules due to mutations in beta-2 microglobulin, a directed T-cell-mediated cytotoxic effect seems rather unlikely. Instead, the checkpoint blockade might remodel the original protective microenvironment, allowing an effective anti-tumor immune response by the host immune system. Keeping in mind the distinct biology of classical Hodgkin lymphoma and its features of immune dysregulation, nivolumab and also other checkpoint blocking agents carry a strong mechanistic rationale and even today constitute already constitute very active treatment options for patients with relapsed or refractory classical Hodgkin lymphoma. So thank you for viewing this activity. For additional resources, please view the other educational activities on managinghodgkinlymphoma.com.